We have Adam Price, the MP for Plaid Cymru.
Plaid Cymru, there we are. Just to readjust this. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. As Jeremy was saying, it's interesting times we're living in. You know, the Prime Minister gets caught telling the truth and saying the Iraq was a disaster after all. And it was interesting, yes, I read the response from Downing Street saying that it was a slip of the tongue. And we've had a few slips of the tongue recently, haven't we? Margaret Hodge in that famous left-wing organ, the Islington Chronicle, I believe, saying that...
Tribune.
And the Islington Chronicle, saying that the Prime Minister was a moral imperialist. Well, she got it half right. He is an imperialist, but immoral, I think, is what she was struggling to say. And again, Des Brown, the Defence Secretary, after... We run the government close, 12 brave Labour MPs who came with us, Jeremy amongst their number, again on the green afterwards saying, well, of course, there will be an inquiry after all, presumably after Blair has left Downing Street. I'm determined that the Prime Minister will get his public day of reckoning. I was talking to a Belgian diplomat the other day, who will remain nameless. Of course, they still have, in Belgium, they still have, of course, a statute that allows them to arrest international war criminals, similar to the Pinochet-type arrest. And he promised me that if we didn't get Blair, the Belgians would do it for us. But when he's changing planes in one of his lecture circuit tours. We shouldn't have to rely on the Belgians. I'm determined that Parliament gets to do it. I read the other day that they're going to build a parliamentary theme park along the bank of the Thames next door to Parliament. I thought we already had one because they've been taking us for a ride for the last 4 years. But things are moving. They're moving very, very fast. As we've seen across the Atlantic in America with the midterm elections, political change is back on the agenda with a vengeance, and that is large part to do with the strength of the anti-war movement in this country and in the United States of America. But we've got to be very... Yes, give yourselves a clap. We've got to be very, very careful here, because even... As we've seen in the past, even if they're with a Clinton in the White House, there has been consistency in American foreign policy going back over decades. One of those consistencies, unfortunately, the running sore in terms of Muslim opinion worldwide, of course, the US unflinching support for the bloody and illegal annexation of Palestinian lands. And we've seen only on Saturday, of course, the 43rd American veto in the Security Council to a resolution condemning Israel. The 43rd since 1972. This one condemning the attack on Beit Hanun, which killed 18 innocent civilians, including women and children. We heard the Prime Minister talking about the unreasonable use of a veto. Well, what are 43 unreasonable uses of a veto to defend Israel and give them the bloody cover that they wanted? And I saw the American ambassador to the UN saying that it was because the resolution was not even-handed. Well, you know, I believe that the United States is even-handed when it starts arming the democratically elected government of Palestine in the same way that it's arming the democratically elected government of Israel. And the scandal of the United Kingdom Labour government abstaining on that resolution. You know, even the Thatcher government in the 1980s actually voted to condemn Israel. That's the kind of lack of leadership that we have at the moment. The other fault lines in American foreign policy, clearly oil. Let's remember, this isn't a recent phenomenon. It doesn't go back to just the Gulf War I, even. 1953, the CIA overthrowing the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran, which then led to the return of the Shah and 25 years of corruption and repression in Iran. So oil has been a major part of their policy. And also the support, as we've heard from Craig, the support for despotic, autocratic regimes in the Middle East and in Central Asia today has been a consistent part of US foreign policy. They're cynics. They are absolute cynics. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, is their basic approach. And when their new friend slaps them in their face, of course, then they realize how short-sighted their policies are. We shouldn't forget, there's one interesting fact, who invented the suicide bomb? Who invented the suicide bomb in modern times? It was an organization called Al-Dawa, which launched the first suicide bomb in 1981 in Beirut against the Iraqi embassy. They subsequently attacked the US embassy in Kuwait. And who is the Prime Minister of Iraq today? But Jawad al-Maliki, the deputy leader of Al-Dawa, that same organization. That is the cynicism and double standards of US foreign policy. They are not about idealism, they are about following their strategic interests in the region. And that's why we have to have change in our support for this bloody US foreign policy with all the negative consequences that we've seen. We will lead the charge once again, Jeremy and myself, this week in Parliament. We are putting down an amendment calling for parliamentary accountability on the crisis in Iraq. When the Prime Minister is prepared to go on Al Jazeera, he's prepared to give video link evidence to the Baker Commission, and yet he's refusing to come to speak to the elected representatives of the people of this country. It is humiliating. It is an insult to the democracy in this country. The man that sent British troops into that bloody quagmire has a duty to come to explain to Parliament how he intends to get them out. And that's what we're determined to do on Thursday. We are gathering cross-party support from all sides, as many Labour MPs as we can. And if that motion is called on Thursday, I'm convinced that we will win. It'll be the first time since 1924... the last time that we were caught in a bloody quagmire in an occupation of Iraq, the first time that an amendment on a Queen's speech has won. It'll be a great day for parliamentary democracy, and it'll be a first step to putting right the wrong that we've seen from this government in terms of its foreign policy over the last 5 years. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed.